You're listening to The Takeaway on WNYC in New York. Good morning. I'm Richard Hake. Governor Patterson says he suspended a close aide and asked for an investigation by Attorney General Andrew Cuomo. The request follows an article in today's New York Times, which raises questions about the governor and state police intervening in a potential domestic abuse case involving his aide. Joining us now is our Albany reporter, Karen DeWitt. Karen, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
We've been hearing for weeks now that the New York Times would publish a smoking gun article that would potentially embarrass the governor. There were a couple of other articles the paper put out, all on the front page in the last few weeks. Is this the big one that we've been kind of waiting for?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure the Times ever had a smoking gun. It appears they were just looking into everything about the governor's professional and personal life, but this third story in the past week seems, of all of them so far, I think, to reflect the most poorly on the governor. As you said, it concerns the governor's aide, David Johnson. He was a former driver. He's now a top advisor. His former girlfriend accused him in court of assaulting her last Halloween night. Allegedly, they had a big fight at their home. Now, she went to court twice, and she said in court that state troopers had tried to persuade her not to go through with the charges. And the Times is also reporting that the Patterson called the woman one day before she was to appear in court, a final court date in February. She was going to seek an order of protection, and the woman never showed up for her court date. The Times story also has Henry Corbett, the police superintendent, state police superintendent, confirming that a member of Patterson's security detail visited the woman. He says that's routine in politically sensitive matters, and they merely wanted to offer her some options.
Well, I know the governor released a statement very soon after this story broke. Now, in that statement, the governor is calling for an investigation.
Yeah.
How often have we had a governor actually call for an investigation into his own administration?
Well, not that often, but this does remind me of less than 2 years ago, Elliot Spitzer had the attorney general looking into what became the Troopergate scandal, where state police were found to be recreating travel records of the then Senate majority leader and Spitzer's political enemy, Joe Bruno. It certainly resulted in months of very bad publicity for Elliot Spitzer.
The New York State Police seemed to be the subject of many investigations in recent years.
Yeah, there's been a lot of questions surrounding them, starting under then-Governor Pataki. There was rumors of a rogue unit that was spying on people. Attorney General Cuomo did look into that. He found no evidence of that. But you might remember back Congressman John Sweeney, an upstate congressman. He was once considered a rising star in the Republican Party. Kirsten Gillibrand ran against him. Mysteriously, just days before that election, the state police leaked a report to the local paper in Albany, the Albany Times-Union, of a domestic violence incident at Sweeney's house, and it pretty much ruined him. So there's been things for several years now of questions about state police.
What are the political implications now for the governor? I mean, he just launched his campaign for a full term a few days ago, and now in this investigation, he's actually calling for the attorney general to investigate, and the attorney general, Andrew Cuomo, is a potential opponent. What is that going to be like?
Yeah, it's horrible timing. And he's in the middle of this campaign launch. He has a rally planned in Harlem for Sunday. I wonder if this will make turnout even worse than his campaign aides had feared. You might remember last weekend he made that speech in Hempstead where he kind of mocked the rumors about the Times stories. It seemed now he was kind of tempting fate. And Andrew Cuomo, most popular politician in the state, widely believed to announce soon that he's running for governor. Now he's got the fate of Patterson in his hands. I assume if Cuomo appears too heavy-handed on this, it could reflect poorly on the attorney general. But, you know, if the report shows that the governor was improperly involved in this case or something, it could finish him off.
Albany reporter Karen DeWitt. Karen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.